If you build with potatoes, they will come.
It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, where we might go to Mars one day. But if we do, we're not going to do any of that other stuff in the movie Total Recall. I'm Brady. It's Thursday, March 23rd. If we ever make it to Mars, astronauts are likely going to be there for a while, so they'll need to build some kind of home base during their mission. But what kind of base and what material can they use? Well, a new project here on Earth has developed a kind of cosmic concrete, and the key ingredient comes from potatoes. This is out of the University of Manchester. There have been other projects to develop space bricks, but to come up with a binding agent for the concrete substitutes, they've often turned to the astronauts' blood or, well, their liquid waste. The Manchester team has found a more straightforward alternative in potato starch. Astronauts would have to grow food on a Mars mission anyway, so add some potato seeds and they'll have shelter as well as nutrition. Planetary soil plus starch and a little salt equals what the researchers call starcrete, which is more than twice as strong as standard concrete. The process for making starcrete is also greener than the one we use for making the usual kind. Standard concrete is very energy intensive. It requires high firing temperatures. Starcrete could actually fire in a regular oven at regular baking temperatures, or you could even make it in a microwave. All that means starcrete might be really useful for construction projects on this planet, as well as any others we might be up for visiting. And you can learn more about how potatoes could help us build stuff on Mars, or even on Earth, at CoolWeirdAwesome.com. We've got one more story for you today, but you'll probably want to sit down to hear this one. That's after this.
The reviews are in.
Cool, Weird, Awesome is a nonstop thrill ride of excitement that will leave you on the edge of your seat, says Brady from Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Look. We could use some real reviews.
Because reviews can help more people like you find our show and enjoy it.
So write your reviews on Apple Podcasts, or leave us a rating on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for helping this show grow. And if you want to call us the most ambitious crossover event in history,
go ahead.
Welcome back. Today in 1991, the Wall Street Journal reported on an unusual training session for the Seattle Police Department. Two members of Seattle's fingerprint ID section had been hurt falling out of chairs, and a third got injured by a quickly dropping chair seat. So they all took a workshop in chair safety. I'm Brady. Have a seat today, safely. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.